Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is October 27th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Mercury began a retrograde period last Monday, October 21st. Mercury rules over communications, data, and information. Therefore, messaging and media. When it is retrograde, Mercury creates delays in those areas. Due to all the glitches in the Obamacare website, the deadline for signing up for your government-sponsored health insurance policy has been pushed back 6 weeks. Mercury is rational thinking. When Mercury is retrograde, we get misunderstanding. People are reporting a lot of confusion dealing with healthcare.gov, and that it takes a week of concerted effort to get something set up for a prospective user of the new government program.
Oh boy, but one of the things that Mercury retrograde is good for is going over past communications and fixing problems. Admitting that the website for citizens to sign up for Obamacare was hopelessly dysfunctional, the Obama administration put out the word that they are looking for the best and the brightest computer techies to come to the rescue.
Mercury is the planet of speech going backwards. That means revising what you said. Saturn is the reality check planet, and Rahu obscures and obfuscates. All three are now together in Libra, which is the 11th house of the USA chart, signifying Congress. Republicans are having to do some serious damage control after their attempt to dictate to the Democrats through shutting down the government resulted in a major political backfire. Polls now show that they would lose their majority in the House of Representatives if the midterm elections were held next month instead of a year from now.
Yep, it seems like the Republican leadership has some splaining to do. So fresh off their failure in trying to force the federal government over the fiscal cliff, they now gleefully turn their fire on the bumbles and missteps of the healthcare website rollout, hoping to turn the conversation away from their recent debacle.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that the same political movement that sought to cripple the program is now so concerned about people not being able to sign up? Mercury, Saturn, and Rahu together in the heavens. Since Mercury is speech as well as equipment, it clearly is the planet of cell phones, and Saturn is the planet of responsibility. Rahu being an eclipse point represents shadowy activities, like spying. And last week, a firestorm erupted in Europe when it was revealed that the USA had been using its telephone spy technology to tap the cell phone of Germany's leader, Angela Merkel, for the last 4 years. The tip, this was not something they just started, right? The tip-off was Merkel's private phone number, which was actually listed in one of Edward Snowden's leaked NSA documents.
Another Mercury retrograde event. Mercury is writing, therefore documents. Retrograde indicates something from the past. Mr. Snowden is like the gift that keeps on giving.
So true, David. Mrs. Merkel made clear her displeasure in her phone call to Mr. Obama, even raising the specter of damage being done to the impending EU-US trade deal. Apparently, as many as 35 world leaders may have had their phone calls monitored. The Obama administration denied doing so, but ultimately admitted that it could do so and wouldn't comment on any specific case. Saturn forces you to take responsibility for your own actions, and which you may have to suffer for.
Otherwise known as chickens coming home to roost. This incident points up something particular about the USA Vedic astrology chart, which we will be looking at in detail in part 3 of this week's report. Mercury is the media. Mercury retrograde is reporting on the past. Saturn is the reality check planet. Last week, Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch released two reports on the United States' targeted killing program, aka the drones, charging that it violated international law and harmed more civilians than the Obama administration admitted. These two globally known institutions have concluded that the strikes were killing many innocent civilians, constantly terrorizing the people of tribal areas, and were ultimately counterproductive. The report demands that the U.S. explain under what international law does it carry out drone attacks and seeks an independent investigation into the drone killings.
And yet another Mercury retrograde plus Saturn the reality check planet item. Megabank J.P. Morgan has agreed to pay $13 billion in a settlement with the U.S. government over their program of mortgage malfeasance, which was a lead-up to the 2008 financial meltdown. It's the largest banking fine in history.
Saturn is the reality check planet and the planet of the established order. And Mercury retrograde is good for paying past bills. I guess that fits.
Sort of.
Yeah. By the way, due to a tax loophole, J.P. Morgan will only pay 9 of the $13 billion. Lucky them.
As usual. All right.
Yes. So Saturn and Rahu are still closely conjunct in the heavens. Saturn is the reality check planet. Rahu is toxins. Harbin, a huge city twice the size of Los Angeles in northeastern China, experienced air pollution 40 times the international safety standard. The city had to basically shut down, close the airports, close the schools, close the old folks' homes, keep them indoors, and of course, everyone wears a mask. China's increased prosperity is making its costs known. Cancer is now the leading cause of death in China. Huh? Air purifiers are the most valued gift. And now people are protesting. I know this firsthand from living in Taiwan. I had air purifiers.
Yeah. All right. Last week we reported on how Venus is in Scorpio, and that's the planet of entertainment in the sign of dark psychology, giving us depraved entertainment manifesting last time as the fourth season premiere of The Walking Dead, garnering the largest per episode audience in cable TV history. Well, this week we bring you graphic decapitation videos, courtesy of Facebook. That's right, folks. Your favorite intimate detail sharing site has changed its policy again, and in the interest of freedom of expression, will permit graphic content so long as it doesn't glorify violence. In other words, it's okay if you just present the gore in a matter-of-fact way.
It's pretty damn creepy how this high-tech social media tool is being used to glorify barbaric medieval execution methods.
Yeah, well, fear not, David. Due to the ruckus it raised, a couple of days after loosening their rules, Facebook again revised its policy, and the beheading videos are once again banned.
Ah, Mercury retrograde strikes again.
Yeah. Okay. That'll do it for October 27th's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.